I don't understand you, creature, he said finally. Voldemort tried to kill you. Regulus died to bring Voldemort down, but you were still happy to betray Sirius to Voldemort? You were happy to go to Narcissa and Bellatrix and pass information to Voldemort through them.
Harry, creature doesn't think like that, said Hermione, wiping her eyes on the back of her hand. He's a slave. House elves are used to bad, even brutal treatment. What Voldemort did to creature wasn't that far out of the common way. What do wizard wars mean to an elf like creature? He's loyal to people who are kind to him, and Mrs. Black must have been, and Regulus certainly was, so he served them willingly and parroted their beliefs. I know what you're going to say, she went on as Harry began to protest, that Regulus changed his mind, but he doesn't seem to have explained that to creature, does he? And I think I know why. Creature and Regulus's family were all safer if they kept to the old pure blood line. Regulus was trying to protect them all. Sirius was horrible to Creature, Harry, and it's no good looking like that. You know it's true. Creature had been alone for a long time when Sirius came to live here, and he was probably starving for a bit of affection. I'm sure Miss Sissy and Miss Bella were perfectly lovely to Creature when he turned up, so he did them a favour and told them everything they wanted to know. I've said all along that wizards would pay for how they treat house elves. Well, Voldemort did, and so did Sirius.
Harry had no retort. As he watched Creature sobbing on the floor, he remembered what Dumbledore had said to him mere hours after Sirius's death.
I do not think Sirius ever saw Creature as a being with feelings as acute as a human's.
Creature, said Harry after a while, when you feel up to it, please sit up. It was several minutes before Creature hiccuped himself into silence. Then he pushed himself into a sitting position again, rubbing his knuckles into his eyes like a small child. Creature, I'm going to ask you to do something, said Harry. He glanced at Hermione for assistance. He wanted to give the order kindly, but at the same time, he could not pretend that it was not an order. However, the change in his tone seemed to have gained her approval. She smiled encouragingly. Creature, I want you, please, to go and find Mundungus Fletcher. We need to find out where the locket, where Master Regulus's locket is. It's really important. We want to finish the work Master Regulus started. We want to, ensure that he didn't die in vain. Creature dropped his fists and looked up at Harry.
Find Mundungus Fletcher, he croaked.
And bring him here, to Grimald Place, said Harry. Do you think you could do that for us? As Creature nodded and got to his feet, Harry had a sudden inspiration. He pulled out Hagrid's purse and took out the fake Horcrux, the substitute locket in which Regulus had placed the note to Voldemort. Creature, I'd, like you to have this, he said, pressing the locket into the elf's hand. This belonged to Regulus, and I'm sure he'd want you to have it as a token of gratitude for what you... Overkill, mate, said Ron, as the elf took one look at the locket, let out a howl of shock and misery, and threw himself back onto the ground. It took them nearly half an hour to calm down Creature, who was so overcome to be presented with a black family heirloom for his very own that he was too weak at the knees to stand properly. When finally he was able to totter a few steps, they all accompanied him to his cupboard, watched him tuck up the locket safely in his dirty blankets, and assured him that they would make its protection their first priority while he was away. He then made two low bows to Harry and Ron, and even gave a funny little spasm in Hermione's direction that might have been an attempt at a respectful salute, before disapparating with the usual loud